I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio. We don't know what the hell we are doing.
Hey, look at that. I'm back. And this is a little bit louder than it should be. Hold on one second. There we go. Now it's nice. Now we're good. So, it's Voice. Another week episode of RSN Live. In case you're wondering what happened last week, it's one of those rare moments where basically the laptop started goofing up, and then I just decided, screw it, I needed to reinstall the operating system anyways, so now the laptop's on Mint 15, so, you know, it's actually doing a lot better, too. It's one of those things where, I like Mint in that it's, you know, not run as weird as Ubuntu. They still use the Ubuntu repositories, but, the only thing that's different is, like, they don't have the update system that Ubuntu has, so I'm kind of stuck with, what I'm using, which means reinstalling the operating system. So, anyways, I'm back. Same old. let's see. So, of course, if you want to get on the chat, I'm available on multiple networks. Mainly three. Three IRC networks. I've got irc.realchat.net. irc.afternet.org and irc.randomsonicnet.org, all of them available on the RSN channel. I would highly recommend it that you go to those channels. But on Surreal Chat, I'm also on I'm also over on Radio Sega and Radio Nintendo's chat room. You can also reach me via Twitter. I am, of course, I would say, you know, aim it at RSN Live, but I've recently adopted the hashtag RSN_live. So if you want to do that, I'll keep an eye on that, or at least try to. I seem to fail a lot at that, so there is a. And there's also the Mumble server. So if you go to the... If you're listening to this on RSN Radio, go to rsnlive.randomsonicnet.org/participate.php. And that will give you a link towards the bottom that specifies what the address is for the Mumble server. So if you want to get on the show a little bit later, you know, do a little chat, then just go ahead and go there, and you'll be good. So, yeah. Other than that, I'm sure I've got some other things to talk about. It's just I can't think of them right now. So, I'm going to go ahead and start putting music into the music player, because it's kind of what needs to happen as soon as I can find it. Come on. Come hither. Yeah, we'll go with that. Sorry, I'm not very good at like talking and like focusing. It's a flaw of mine. I need to fix that. So, all right. Stuff. All right, this is RSN Live. Voice. Cut myself off. Because I'm awesome. We'll be right back. am back. That was a shorter music break than usual, but whatever. I'm kind of noticing that, like, the stream is, like, very, very... Looks like the video is very delayed. I don't know how delayed the sound is on it. Yeah. Oh, dear. Some of my scripts are broken again. That's what I get for using no script. Oh, well. Oh, by the way, another thing I forgot to mention. If you're watching the Twitch stream, I do need feedback because I am back to using the audio processing software I used before. The one that was, like, causing all these issues last time with, like, sound jitter. But the new software I'm using to pipe the audio, it seems like every show I'm explaining something here, but there's new software now that I have to pipe the audio from the laptop to the desktop, which, as I've explained before, the desktop is what does the video streaming, the laptop is what does the music. So just, you know, let me know if it starts getting crazy over there. Other than that, I think we can move on. I was going to talk about something, and now I've completely forgotten again. Well, anywho, I guess we could talk about some discussions that happened online earlier today. You know? Of course, the sound. As long as, like, it's not this huge, like, 10-second delay between when you hear something versus when you see it on the Twitch stream, I'm good with that. But yeah. So, anywho, you know, there was, like, a bit of a discussion a little bit earlier today because I don't watch TV that often. I have a TV. I have a HTPC attached to it, so I can watch cable TV. Let's lower this mic a little bit so I'm not breathing into it. It'll sound a little creepy. But, well, anyways, I was watching TV and I happened to, like, I do record stuff, so I do watch what I record. It's mainly Adult Swim, but I happened to be watching Cartoon Network during the day, and I noticed that they actually had, like, old Tom and Jerry cartoons on. So I offhand made a comment, like, oh my god, these guys actually show, you know, decent cartoons during the day still. And I guess that sparked a little bit of a debate, because I guess some people consider shows like Annoying Orange to be quality. It's not quality. No, that's just not quality. I know I tried to watch this Uncle Grandpa thing, and I gave it, like, an honest shot. Like, I watched the first 5 minutes of it, and I was like, I don't like this show. And I decided to actually watch the entire show because, okay, well, it's a little unfair to go based on 5 minutes. Let's just bear through it and watch the entire damn show. And I did, and by the end of it, I was pretty much like, Cartoon Network has dropped their standards quite a bit. Quite a bit. So, I mean, they still have, like, some decent new shows. I will, from time to time, watch Regular Show or Adventure Time. I remember I watched the new Looney Tunes show, and I thought that was actually pretty decent. But they have a lot of stuff on Cartoon Network being made today that is just not that good. And I don't know, maybe it's because I'm getting older, but it just doesn't seem that interesting anymore. Then again, like I said, I'm getting older. I'm not really the target demographics for these guys. That's more of the Adult Swim crowd that are kind of aiming for me. So, you know, I guess it's something. Such a short discussion. Oh, and to answer one of the guys, because this all transpired on Twitter, so if you want to look at my Twitter account, by all means. It's our sudden voice, by the way. It's like my past, something like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 5 tweets. I guess you can go from the discussion from there. But, yeah, it's all personal opinion stuff. I'm sure everyone else... Like, I'm sure there's people who like Annoying Orange or Uncle Grandpa or Johnny Test, but I don't like these shows. They're annoying. They're stupid. And it's not that... Because, you know... You gotta understand, it's like, okay, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Super JL, you know, American Dad, they're intent, you know, it's all about stupidity, but I don't know, it just feels like Annoying Orange and Uncle Grandpa are like trying too hard, I guess is what I should say. Trying way too hard, and when you try way too hard, it becomes way too obvious, and that's when you crash. So, oh, Rex decided to join the chat. What about Mumble? There's people on Mumble. I see that, but that will not happen right now. Of course it won't, because I have things to do. Twitch is filling an entire tab. That's because you did the pop out and it didn't really pop out. Are you running NoScript? I don't see NoScript, but you must be running something that's goofing it up, man. So that's all I got to say about that. Alright, you know what? Oh, by the way, before I get too far into this, we are trying another beer, of course. You know, I've been kind of sticking to the Edmund Fitzgerald brew of the Great Lakes Brewing Company, so I've changed it up, and there's, like, one beer I heard about that's, like, got a past, if you will. It's kind of one of those, it's classic to Wisconsin, I'll say that. It's classic to Wisconsin. But the beer I'm trying out, and it's got the most amusing name, is Schlitz. I don't know if you've ever heard of that before, Schlitz. But, it's not that bad. I've had worse. Trust me, it's not, like, you know... I've tried Miller and Bud... And this is better than that. I will say that much. I don't want to talk too much before it sounds like a fucking advertisement. But there, I'm just saying there's like a negative negative thoughts about Schlitz, and it's not that bad. Yeah. All right. Now that I've got that out of the way, we'll just go to more music. It's gonna be a second to search. You know, I should probably do this like when other music's playing. One day I will get that right. But until then, get nothing. What to play? Want to play? Oh, there's like the full version. Sonic X intro. There's a TV version, and then there's a full version. I assume the TV version is the obscenely short version, so we'll just go with the full version, and see where we go from that. So, voice RSN Live stuff. Apparently it's stuck.
Take it, go, sorry. Take it, yeah, sorry. The axe is yours.
Oh dear. Looks like Twitch is having some problems tonight. I'm seeing a lot of dropped frames, some red flashy lights in OBS. I'm getting disconnect notices. So either Twitch is having problems or Comcast is having problems. But here's the thing. My radio streams, all four of them, are still working perfectly. So I'm going to go on a limb here and say it's more than likely a Twitch issue. I don't know. Maybe they're being DOS attacked. Well, if the video stream just becomes, like, unbearable because of these issues, there is a box to the top left over here that has the links to the audio stream, so I would recommend doing that if it gets too out of control. Doesn't seem to be too bad now. It seems to have calmed down a bit. I'm actually looking at the, because me being a network junkie, I happen to have a lot of graphs on hand, and I don't see any frame, like, I don't see any packet loss. So I'm just going to go with it's probably an issue with Twitch. So the bitrate shall not be lowered. We've been holding steady at 87 drop frames. We're good. For now. Why don't you tell Twitch to fix their shit? Tell Twitch to fix their shit! Everything on my end is green. It's their end that's red. Tell them to do it! Do it now! Oh, it is very much a Twitch issue. I can see it flashing red. So, yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have access to Twitch's graphs, so. Oh well. Anywho, moving on. It's 6:30, which means it's time for me to start the other stuff. As soon as I can find it, you know what I'm looking for. It's time for another session of me reading Sonic fanfiction. And I know you're all fairly upset about not being able to hear me read any fanfiction last week due to last week's I'm too lazy to fix it technical difficulties. But there you go. So anywho, it's time to pick up. So we're going to be picking up with Chapter 2 of Sonic Scream. In case you weren't paying attention last time, Amy got stabbed to death. So, at this point, Amy is dead. Gone. No more Amy. Dead. But, you know, knowing Sonic Team, yeah, I don't know, some poor joke about Sonic 06 is in there somewhere. Anywho. Let's see if I can find the music I need to use. Let's see. There's that. Which is a lie. The number's a lie. Let's see. Nope. That won't work. One second. Still looking up music, so let's see. Oh, great. That crashed. Hold on one second. That's like one issue I've been having. Some weird issue with things going crazy on me. All right, let's try this again. Let's zoom in. It's somewhere with the preview code. So that's all I'll say. Is it something weird with the preview code? Long story short, I can basically mouse over a file in the file browser and it'll play the music as long as it's like, you know, mouse overed. So, yeah. Alrighty, so are we ready for chapter 2 of Sonic Scream? Alright, so this chapter is entitled Fox Hunting. So I think you pretty much have a good idea of who's getting offed this chapter. So, alright, let's get started, shall we? Probably go over here with me. There we go. Alrighty. Miles Tail Prower, a young fox who hangs out with his favorite friend, the Blue Blur, Sonic the Hedgehog. Despite the fact... You know what? This is too loud. Too loud! There we go. Despite the fact that he is 8 years old, he's more intelligent than most normal people. Tails is about 3'5", with bright orange fur and two tails. His abdomen and chest are white, along with the tips of his tails. He was hard at work in his workshop near the ancient ruins, away from the bustle of the city, his sapphire blue eyes quickly skimming over the blueprints of his latest version of the tornado. He quickly made a few lines with the pencil in his hands before tucking it away behind one of his ears. "There, that should do it," said Tails with a smile. That's right, Tails now sounds like a 30-year-old alcoholic. "Now I should really take a break," he muttered to himself as he glanced at the clock illuminated by his small desk lamp. It was 11:56 p.m. "Wow, it's almost midnight," Tails said as he looked down at his blueprints. "I might have to start assembling this tomorrow." Tails yawns as he pushed away his chair from the desk when he heard rain beginning to softly tap on the roof of the small building. Tails stared up at the ceiling as started to lean. These fanfictions aren't really known for their grammatical accuracy. Just so you know. Started to lean back in his chair when a crash of thunder tore through the air, causing him to fall over. "Ow, that hurt," Tails said, rubbing a knot that was forming on the back of his head. "Stupid storm," Tails mumbled as he lifted the chair. But before he set it down, he realized that one of the legs had been broken off by the little tumble. Tails jumped again as a roaring thunderclap echoed throughout the darkened sky. "I hate the stormy weather," the young fox griped as he peered out of his workshop's large steel doorway. "It's too dangerous to fly in this weather, with or without the tornado, and too wet to walk around without getting soaked," he muttered. He does a lot of muttering. He paced around the hangar, wondering why he was not tired, despite the insomnia that had been plaguing him in the previous weeks. Yeah. Well, sorry, I'm like all over the place here. I gotta keep eyes on things. You know that. He walked over to the cot. He spelled cot wrong, which had been used for quite some time. It was a dull gray and had accumulated a fine layer of dust from its lack of use. "I'm not tired, and yet I have no desire to continue working tonight," Tails thought to himself as he approached the Tornado 2. Memories of past adventures with Sonic and the others began to rise up from the depths of the young fox's work-addled brain. He recalled the time he and Sonic thwarted Eggman's plans over and over again. you know, just the times. You know, last week it was just a Tuesday. Tail stretched out a gloved hand as if to caress the cold, lifeless steel form before him. But as his hand grew closer to the metallic behemoth, a shiver began to travel throughout his body. He touched the Tornado 2 and began to quiver uncontrollably as an ominous air began to fill the workshop. He drew back his hand, shivering once more, and for it felt as if he had not touched the familiar cold steel of the plane, but as if he had touched the cold, cruel blade of the Reaper. It's going to be another long one, too, by the way, just so you know. Tails jumped as a bright flash illuminated the workshop windows. He looked out the window as the thunder followed after and saw a tree falling over. He was surprised at how close the lightning had struck, because the tree was only about 10 feet away from his shop. Tails saw a shadowed figure out in the storm, a mere 2 feet from the fallen tree. He blinked twice and rubbed his eyes. He was sure his mind was playing tricks on his eyes. He started to walk away from the window when another flash lit up the workshop, creating the shadow of the young fox. Another quick flash drew his attention to the second shadow, longer than his, indicating a second presence. Tails quickly turned around but saw no one else in the large room. "I think I should turn the lights on," Tails whispered to himself as he slowly inched towards the light switch. He decided to make a detour and headed for his tools. He slowly reached down and picked up a large wrench. He is now the engineer. And began moving towards the lights once again. Each step he took echoed loudly, as does every sound during the stillness of night. He was a few steps away from the lights when he heard a loud clattering sound. Tails could clearly make out the sound of his tools clattering and noticed more than one seemed to be missing. For he himself often knocked it over while working late into the night. Without thinking, he ran the remaining 5 feet to the light switch and stretched out a hand, but as he did, he could hear the sound of an object flying towards him. As his hand drew closer towards the switch, and so too did the object draw ever closer. Tails' hand was mere centimeters away from the light switch when the flying object collided with it. The object was a screwdriver, a Phillips cross slot. But the object did not fall to the ground after it had struck the fox's hand, for it had pierced it. Tails quickly dropped the wrench he had armed himself with and gripped the sleek black handle of the screwdriver, planning on removing it. But as he gripped it, searing pain ripped through his body. He screamed in agony at every little twist, every little jiggle of the tool piercing the flesh and bone of the poor fox caused extreme unbearable pain. He fell to his knees and clasped his wrists, trying to keep his injured hand steady along with the screwdriver. As he knelt there, Tails could hear the sound of the approaching footsteps of his assailant. He sat there, frozen with fear, as the footsteps grew louder. One thought raced through his mind: why is this happening to me? This music is oddly fitting. I don't know why. It is. Why are you doing this? Who are you? Tails screamed, without turning his head. Another footstep is the only answer he receives. Tails whimpers, still clutching his wrist, as he hears the sound of a heavy metal object being dragged along the cold gray cement floor a few feet away. Tails began to turn his head in an attempt to see this attacker. The only thing he saw was the end of a wrench just before it struck. The last sound he heard was the sound of the metal connecting with his skull. His vision began to fade, darkness swirling a few inches in front of him, slowly closing in. The last thing he saw before he passed out was the crimson stream seeping down from his wounds. Tails coughed, spitting blood, as he tried to tilt his head in any direction, only to find it secured in place by the vise fixed to his workbench. He coughed again, the taste of copper filled his mouth. He rolled his eyes around, trying to search the room. His eyes widened as the dark figure he could only assume was assailant came into view. "Who are you?" Tails asked in a raspy voice. The figure responded by grasping the handle of the vise and slowly turning it, tightening the grip it had on the fox's throat. Tails whimpered as the pain coursed through his body. The air was forced from his lungs. The grip of the vise loosened slightly. "Who are you?" Tails asked again. He felt pain as the figure twisted the screwdriver spindle still lodged in his hand. As the figure gripped Tails' wrist with his free hand, Tails began to flail his free arm and legs, trying to strike the figure. Tails cried out as his hand was jerked into the air, held only by the screwdriver. Tears began to run down his face as he tightly closed his eyes. When he opened them again, he saw the screwdriver and his hand poised above his head, with the hand of the figure holding it steady. Tails' eyes fixed on the metallic impalement spread above him, but his heart started to beat faster as he awaited his final breath. The last thing he saw was the crimson-stained spike as began to fall towards his face, driven by the hand of the shadowed figure. The young fox stopped flailing his limbs and became limp as the shadowy figure laughed at his deed. He reached into his cloak and pulled out a list, making a check mark next to the fox's name with his own blood. And that, my friends, is how he's killed. But it's okay, because Tails is, you know, Tails. He'll just come back to life right away. I mean, you know. So, there you have it. We got Tails killed, we got Amy killed, and apparently that's where the person writing this fanfiction decided to stop, so, yeah. And as with last time I did this, I am, of course, going to have to play. Hold on 1 second. You'll find out. I told you, it's Tails he killed, so naturally Tails is going to come right back. This is the rules. It's the rules of the Sonic universe. You can't kill Tails, no matter how much you want to. No, maybe Tails got scalped. I don't know. So, yeah. With that, I will go ahead and play some music. So, of course, as with last time when Amy got killed, I'm going to go ahead and just play his theme song for you. So, yeah. It's Voice RSN Live. So I'm going to go ahead and attempt to open. I don't know if I set this up correctly. kind of looks like I didn't, judging by the lack of... I don't know. It says I'm talking, but I'm pretty sure no one hears me. You know... Just saying. I don't remember what I said. Oh, I think I just crashed Mumble. Yeah, that went Mumble. Mumble's down. Mumble's down! Mumble is down. You gonna hear me? Because I can't, like, unmute anyone anymore. It's crashed. It's crashed. It's gone. Mumble has crashed. Let's try this again. Force quit. You know, I had tested it to the point where it was, like, working. And then it kind of just said, screw that. So, I don't know. So, oh, wait. I can see it. I think I see it. I think we're good. I think we're good. Disable. I think we're getting there, almost. Come on, you can do it. It says I'm connected. It says I'm connected, but there's no audio. Come on, audio. Come on, audio, you can do it. Continuous talk. Can anyone hear me? Anyone at all? Anyone hear me? Can anyone in the... You know what? You know, maybe I should unmute people before Mumble crashes. That might be a good idea. Now, if I muted everyone, I have no idea if it's working.
It is working. It was working before you said it crashed you.
Oh, yay! It's all working. Awesome.
Windows said it wasn't working. Windows lied to you.
No, this was this is Mumble on
Mumble on Linux. Yeah, Linux won't even tell you if it's stopping working.
Windows server for Unix.
Yeah, Windows. Apparently there's Windows server for Unix. I'll give you the link. I got an access to a lot of like Microsoft stuff now, so I'll just give you a link to the shit.
Windows server for Linux. How does that work?
I don't know.
He's talking about the POSIX support.
There's POSIX support now?
No, I am definitely not talking about POSIX support. This is an actual operating system.
Windows server...
That's what the POSIX support is. Sus is POSIX support.
Oh. Lol. Sorry, bro. I only have access to everything. I only have
Microsoft
access to everything.
Services for Unix.
Yes, if you're still using Unix.
By the way, what does this provide?
I don't even know. It doesn't tell you.
Shreky just told you it's a Windows operating system that has POSIX support. What's difficult about that?
It's just a bunch of DLLs. It's not a big deal.
I don't get any of this, and you're just like, what's difficult about that? I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know, okay, you could join too if you installed Mumble.
By the way, boys, I challenge you to use only WebOS for a week.
I'm gonna go with no. I crashed it again. So, yeah, in the Mumble chat, since, like, no one understands Mumble, I've got Trekkie, Tails, Rax, and Lime. So, yeah. For some reason, it's all quiet all of a sudden. This does not make me convinced of good things. Oh, by the way, I just noticed. So there's some weird error that shows up on the Pipeline app. And this is the error message for those of you in the chat, the Twitch chat. So if for some reason the audio cuts out, that's what's happened. So, yeah. I can't hear anyone. It's not a good sign. I didn't click on anything. But it says people are talking. This is not a good sign. What happens if I change it to... Ah, Christ. This is gonna suck. What? Yeah, it crashed again. this is gonna be one of those days, I just know it. Okay, we'll try this again. I'll give this one more try. And then I'm just gonna say screw it, we're just gonna go to music and stuff, so... Look at that, it crashed again. Come on. This isn't that hard. I don't know why it's, like, being this bad. One of those weird, odd issues that the server's deciding to have. Let's try this one more time. I'm gonna do Jack Source. And it crashed again. Alright, so it looks like we're not doing Mumble tonight, because... Mumble's not working. I'll have to submit a bug report on that one. So it's awesome when it's working, but it's not working tonight. So I'll have to submit a bug report to the Mumble folks, and maybe they'll actually fix something instead of just claiming that they can't fix it. Let's try this. Let's see what happens if I write it from terminal. Maybe I'll actually get a message this time. Connect. That doesn't... Okay, so this is what Mumble gives me, by the way. So, yeah, that is the message I get whenever something gets goofed on this. I have no idea... what it's doing right now, just that it's being weird, but we connect. Sad panda. I am getting a sad panda alert, in case anyone's curious. So, I don't know what else to do. It doesn't want to connect, apparently. We're too cool for connecting. See, it just crashes. I don't know why. I think I see why. But yeah, it just completely crashes. It's kind of crap at this point. Let's try this again and see what we get. What is it, like, complaining about? It doesn't really talk about what it's complaining about. It just says there's a problem. It's a very sad panda situation, apparently, and it won't connect. Oh, wait, there we go. I forced it on, I think. But I still don't hear anyone. I still don't hear anyone. Anyone out there? Anyone out there? I don't hear anyone. Being very poor about operating, so... it's my problem. It's my problem, I can't hear anyone. It's something to do with this audio. I don't know. Doesn't seem to like, what I'm telling it to do. Output. See, but for some reason, Jack isn't even showing up anymore. That's kind of bad. I think there's a problem with Jack, that I'll have to eventually work out. But yeah, it doesn't seem to want to actually do anything right now. Alright, well, we'll just consider that a failed experiment for tonight, and I will kind of figure out what to do about that. But, you know what, it's 7:01 anyways, so we got like 5 minutes of a discussion in about Windows stuff. Yay! Clearly I need to actually fully test these things before going live. See, I only half tested it, and that's my goof. It's my fuck up. I owe up to my fuck ups. So, yeah. As soon as I find anything to end this with, I will totally get started on that. Come on. Come on. There we go. We'll just use this. Don't worry. Don't worry, Kit. Tox is just around the corner, and I will totally use the hell out of that once they get that working and into a fully usable state. So, until then, this is Voice RSM Live. I apologize for the fuck-ups. I clearly still need to test things, so... yeah. RSM Live, Voice. I will see you all next week! listen, RSN Radio. F*** you!